Welcome back to the deep dive. So today, we're not just looking at a growing market. We are really deep diving into the strategic blueprint for what might be the fastest corner of the tech world right now: turnkey sports betting platforms.
That's right.
We've gone through a stack of sources, from market reports to tech white papers, and they're all focused on one thing: identifying that next strategic horizon for the providers in this space.
And our mission today is, well, it's very targeted. We're trying to extract the core insights, you know, the repeatable growth opportunities, and maybe more importantly, the critical risks that these providers have to mitigate.
If they want to win, basically.
If they want to dominate the sale of these complete ready-to-launch sportsbook services. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to figure out where the real competitive advantage is, this deep dive is basically the analyst's cheat sheet.
And the context is just... it's everything here. This market isn't just seeing slow, steady growth. It's a full-on explosion.
Oh, absolutely.
And it seems to be driven by what we're calling the power trio. First, you've got the continual legalization of sports gambling, you know, state by state, country by country.
Right.
Second, these profound advancements in tech, especially mobile and AI. And third, just surging consumer demand. Users aren't just betting anymore. They're demanding a world-class experience while they do it.
But that speed, that scale, it introduces some serious friction. The high-level risks, according to all the sources, they're pretty consistent.
Let me guess. Competition.
Intense competition, constantly shifting regulation, and, of course, the ever-present threat of cybersecurity attacks.
So to lead the market, providers have this one ultimate mandate, right? They have to build systems that are user-friendly, completely compliant, and totally secure all at the same time.
Exactly. And that is a very, very high and expensive bar to clear.
Okay, let's unpack this. We should start with the biggest driver, the thing that's both a risk and an opportunity.
Yeah.
The regulatory frontier. The narrative seems to be that all this new legalization is creating these perfect entry points. But what makes a provider actually succeed in a newly legalized market?
Right.
It can't just be about being first.
No, it's all about the architecture. And specifically, the pressure of time to market.
Okay.
When a jurisdiction goes legal, the operators, the casinos, the sports teams, they have a really narrow window to launch before they lose that initial market share.
They can't afford a long setup.
No way. They are not looking for a 6-month custom build. They need solutions that allow for a quick setup and, this is the critical part, are easily adapted to all the local laws. I mean, think about it. A platform launching in Ohio has completely different compliance needs than one launching in Ontario.
That sounds like a technical nightmare. If the rules are changing constantly, mm-hmm. how do you build a platform that doesn't need to be rebuilt every time a new state passes a law? You can't just throw more lawyers at it, can you?
It's a very sophisticated technical solution. The competitive advantage is held by providers with what the sources call API-first modular platforms.
Okay, what does that mean in simple terms?
It means they've separated the core betting engine from the regulatory parts. They use something like a compliance engine, a digital layer that can, you know, toggle country-specific rules on or off on the fly. That adaptability is the premium feature.
So instead of hard-coding the tax rules for, say, New Jersey, they have a setting they can just adjust for Pennsylvania without breaking the whole system.
Precisely. That kind of architectural flexibility is what helps operators overcome these often really burdensome regulatory requirements. It ensures they're compliant from day one.
And they can prove it to regulators?
Yes. They need to show they can limit bet types, manage payouts, and track taxes based on whatever that specific jurisdiction demands. The ability to launch fast while being verifiably compliant, that is the single most valuable thing a turnkey provider can offer right now.
That's fascinating. Okay, moving from policy complexity to pure tech.
Yeah.
Our second strategic horizon is the mobile imperative. The surge in mobile betting, it's not a trend anymore.
It's the default.
It's the default, yeah. And that means the competition really just boils down to user experience and speed. If you're not mobile first, you might as well just pack it in.
Absolutely. The bar for mobile excellence is now incredibly high. We're talking about achieving a decisive competitive advantage by refining that entire user journey. It's not enough anymore to just have a button to place a bet.
So providers are gamifying the experience, as the sources put it.
They are.
When you say gamifying, what does that actually look like on my screen? Can you give me an example?
Well, look at the live betting interfaces. They're adding visual things like quickfire polling or presenting score predictions as like little challenges. Some even use achievement badges for winning a bet series.
Oh.
It's all designed to drive refined user engagement. But honestly, more crucial than the visual flair is just raw speed. Providers have to speed up the betting processes. We're talking milliseconds.
Because if a user tries to place a live bet during a huge play and the app freezes,
the financial loss is immediate for the operator and for the provider. The user is gone, maybe for good.
And the sources mention using these engagement strategies to encourage position takers to interact. For anyone listening who's less familiar with that term, who are we talking about?
That's just industry jargon for the active users. Mm-hmm. The customers who are placing wagers frequently, the whole goal is to make it frictionless.
Right.
Providers are using subtle cues to encourage them to keep interacting, whether it's a simplified one-click parlay builder or a really intuitive cash-out interface. The platform just has to feel instant, dynamic, perfectly tailored to capture those impulse wagers.
All right, let's switch gears and talk money. Literally. Our third area is access and security, and this is all about financial transactions. It seems like to get the full spectrum of users, providers have to embrace new payment methods really, really fast.
This is critical for maximizing your reach, especially with younger demographics or in emerging markets. We've moved so far beyond just integrating Visa and MasterCard.
So we're looking at digital wallets and debt.
Digital wallets and increasingly cryptocurrencies. The ability to accept all these different forms of digital payment is becoming essential for any leading sportsbook provider.
But hold on, adding something like crypto isn't just a simple tech update, is it? It must add immediate regulatory complexity, especially with KYC Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering rules.
Oh.
So how do they manage that huge risk while still keeping transactions effortless? Like the sources say.
That is the core challenge. The strategic benefit is, you know, reaching more users. But the only way to deliver that is through very sophisticated security.
So what's the solution?
Providers manage this risk by using advanced unified payment gateways. These handle all the conversion and verification on the back end, and they often work with specialized banking partners. The focus is on providing these effortless payment processes that are layered with just rigorous security.
So the user just sees a smooth, easy interface, but behind the curtain, the provider is running instant, high-security identity checks and transaction monitoring to stay compliant.
Exactly. It capitalizes on that growing demand for fast, secure, flexible payments by removing all the friction. If you can make the deposit and withdrawal experience faster and more diverse than your competition, you instantly gain a huge advantage.
Because you've just lowered the biggest barrier to entry for a customer.
You got it.
Okay, so we've covered expansion, mobile, payments. The fourth point seems to address something foundational to this whole industry, building trust through responsible gambling. The sources really highlight a sharp, almost non-negotiable rise in emphasis here.
Yeah, and this isn't just some corporate social responsibility talking point. This is a strategic mandate. It's essential for any kind of future growth. Regulators are demanding robust controls.
So providers have to bake these tools directly into their platforms.
They have to.
What are the specific sort of modern tools they're using to do this?
Well, we're seeing providers implement some really sophisticated systems. First, you have robust self-exclusion systems that are easy for the user to innovate and are enforced instantly.
Instantly across all platforms.
Across all operator platforms in that jurisdiction, yes. Second, proactive, responsible gambling prompts. And these aren't just generic pop-ups. They're integrated tools like time checks, spending limits, loss alerts, all based on the user's real-time behavior.
And the third?
Enhanced age and identity verification. Using biometrics or sophisticated digital ID checking to ensure compliance before a single wager is even placed.
The sources talk about a dual benefit of these self-exclusion systems. Why are they so critical for both the customer and the provider?
The benefit is really all about confidence and sustainability. From the customer side, having easy access to these tools builds tremendous faith in the platform.
They trust them.
They trust that the provider has safety nets, and that translates directly into long-term loyalty. And for the provider, having these documented systems gives them concrete proof for regulators that they're honoring compliance and protecting consumers.
It's their license to operate, in a way.
In a big way. The reports all indicate that future growth hinges on successfully balancing regulation with these transparent, responsible gaming practices. If providers fail on this, the whole market risks getting hit with punitive restrictions.
That detail really shows why this is foundational, not just a feature. Okay, let's pivot to our fifth and I think most cutting-edge opportunity. Customized engagement through data-driven personalization.
Mm.
In a space that's moving this fast, it seems like this is how you really get ahead.
This is where advanced analytics completely move the needle. Turnkey providers are using sophisticated data pipelines, machine learning algorithms, to craft these highly personalized experiences for every single bettor. It's moving from just a transactional service to true relationship management.
So they're analyzing every click, every interaction.
Every click, every abandoned bet slip, the whole data flow.
So how does the platform turn that fire hose of data into something the user actually experiences?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are they optimizing on the front end?
By analyzing all that granular customer data, their preferences, their history, their risk tolerance providers can optimize three key things.
Okay.
They can tailor betting offers, dynamically adjust odds based on that user's habits, and personalize all the promotions.
Can you give me a specific application, like a real-world example?
Sure. Think about this. If a system sees a user has, say, 10 abandoned bet slips in a row, the AI knows they're hesitant.
Right, they're on the fence.
Exactly. So the platform might push a lower stakes, high certainty offer to them instead of some generic, high-risk parlay that it's showing to everyone else.
And that provides what the sources call differentiated satisfaction, which is basically the antidote to customer churn, isn't it?
Precisely. If the platform consistently feels like it gets you, your favorite teams, your preferred bet types, your financial comfort level, you are far less likely to jump ship to a competitor that's just offering commodity odds. This personalization is what turns a transactional product into a sticky, loyal service.
It's the engine for long-term engagement.
In a hyper-competitive landscape, it's everything.
So if we pull all this together, these five strategic horizons, regulation, mobile UX, payments, responsibility, and personalization, what's the final word for a turnkey provider trying to succeed?
The high-level takeaway is it's really consistent, but now we can see the technical depth you need to pull it off. Success requires providers to focus all their efforts on systems that solve the core friction points.
Which are?
User friendliness, achieved through that mobile perfection we talked about, absolute compliance through a modular architecture, and rigorous security across every payment and identity check. Those three pillars, user-friendly, compliant, and secure, they have to be perfected at the same time.
And for you, listening to this, understanding these five imperatives, it really gives you the blueprint. You now have the framework to analyze who's positioned best for the next few years based on how much they're investing in this stuff, in modular compliance and data science.
Exactly.
It's the basis for assessing who the true market leaders are.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to consider based on all this material we've analyzed.
Okay, let's hear it.
Given that future growth hinges so heavily on balancing regulation and responsible gaming, which specific technological innovation do you think will prove to be the single most critical competitive differentiator in the next 2 years? Is it the architectural flexibility of those compliance engines? Is it the mandatory rollout of robust self-exclusion systems? Or is it the competitive edge you get from data personalization? Which one moves the needle the most for long-term survival?
Something to think about as you continue to watch this space.